The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
We are going to be talking about spoilers, and this follows on from the final of the Great British Bake Off last night. It aired on Channel 4, Sophie Faldo being crowned the winner. But if you were on Twitter yesterday afternoon, you may already have known that, because Prue Leith, one of the Bake Off judges, tweeted her congratulations to the winner 12 hours before the final had aired, much to the annoyance of fans. Now, this isn't the first time your favourite shows have been ruined by spoilers, and I'm joined in studio to discuss this by comedian Garrod Farley and Louise Duffy from Lost in Music here on Today FM. So the biggest spoilers, like Garrod, let's start with you. Was the Bake Off ruined for you yesterday?
No, it wasn't. I think
Were you watching?
No, but I think that the Bake Off, the thing about the Bake Off is I always forget it's a competition.
Yeah.
Because it seems to be just about watching them bake the cake.
Okay.
You know, I think there's more to the Bake Off.
Than that.
Yeah,
the cake.
Exactly. And also, you know, the technical challenge and stuff, you're like, oh God, fair play to them. I just, for the way it's shot and everything.
What about you, Louise? Were you watching?
I wasn't watching. I felt for her though. It was a time difference issue.
She is
the other side of
the
world.
Yeah, she's come out. She told PA, she said, I was overseas. The error was the result of confusion over the time difference. So she obviously scheduled a tweet and then it went out at the wrong time. But it's not the first time that this has happened on Bake Off. Actually, let's have a little clip of Mary Berry. She was speaking to Chris Evans in 2015 and she let slip who was next to be eliminated from that season of Bake Off. Let's have a listen.
We've already lost two. I mean, you don't hang around, do you, Mary?
Wait a minute, we've lost three.
Have we lost three?
Yes, we have. We lost Murray last week, Dorette.
Yes.
And on the first week,
yes,
it was our lovely chap with his little hat on.
Yeah, but you've only lost two so far. You lose another one tonight. You know that, but we don't.
Oh, we lose another one tonight, but
we've... As she tries to back up the
truck. I feel it might be him.
It's not only Bake Off, though. What other ones, Garrod, then often get ruined for people?
Well, recently, on this very station, I was talking about a TV show that I was watching, and somebody texted in and said, oh yeah, I love that, but it wasn't the same after so-and-so died. And
I
couldn't believe it. They're literally ruined. But I do run afoul of spoilers all the time, because I don't know whether I'm just stubborn or what, but I never watch something when it's on. Like, I still haven't seen Breaking Bad.
So you bank the
thing. And then you tell people, and you tell people, like, it's a big revelation, going, I'm actually watching this thing called The Sopranos, and it's very good.
have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, and then they take so much pleasure in
ruining
it.
You can't be too upset about that then, can you? Because if you haven't, I think there should be some kind of embargo, and if it's after a certain amount of time, talk away. Fair enough?
I think
that, you know, sometimes we have conversations in here, it might be about Breaking Bad or Game of Thrones, and someone's like, I just started, stop. And that's your tough luck, put your fingers in your ear, but on your headphones, it's out there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're the minority, it's done. Yeah,
it's
I think that's fair enough.
The way we're consuming this kind of thing, though.
Yeah.
You know, so what do you think when it's on Netflix? We were talking about this earlier on. If all of the episodes go up and somebody takes a weekend, doesn't leave the house, doesn't shower, doesn't
eat. Well, then they need to keep their mouth shut and have a shower too.
So you would think keep your mouth shut in that scenario.
That's very different. See, Netflix is changing the way we view, because all of a sudden your favourite TV show is there, and if you've got the time, you might have time in your hands for a weekend. You might stay up all night if you're a big enough fan. And then, you know, you really need to keep your mouth shut, because you need to give people time to catch up. And I think there should be a pretty large duration of time. But if it's...
Louise would like some legislation.
Because I've often had a newsreader on who's thrown out some spoilers. But no, I think Netflix has changed things, and that's a different beast altogether, and just let's be careful about that. But if you're catching up on Sopranos, for example, Garrod, you can't be too protective about it.
Well, you were saying there, though, you mentioned, obviously, I was the newsreader who spoiled Game of Thrones on you. But, like, you have to have some sympathy for people who aren't watching these things. I didn't know that was a spoiler that day.
You never did it twice this season,
I did. I learned my lesson. Garrod, how can you avoid spoilers? Like, we're just constantly online, on Twitter. You know, how do you actually avoid them? It's pretty impossible.
Well, I think people, you know, if you're, you have to be tweet responsibly. Like, if you're, like, why would you tweet a cliffhanger? Like, you're a bit of a tool if you tweet a cliffhanger.
And can I say, you know, poor Prue, who got all the hot water, but there was a guy in The Sun, was it Dan Wooten or something? And he retweeted her tweet. And
he's
like, oh,
the
no.
demon in this.
Yeah, I think
I think she could have got away with it, but he retweeted it to 300,000 followers.
He's the baddie.
Yeah, and he did it. Yeah, that's that. I think
spoiler,
that was
spoiler. He's the baddie.
Now, there is some research that shows that we we should stop worrying about spoilers altogether because they can actually help you enjoy the story more. Yeah. Has that ever happened to you, Louise?
I'm okay with that. I'll be honest. Like I don't worry too much about spoilers. I don't mind if I know what's happening. Like I'm that idiot that will read the last page of the book. If I'm really enjoying it, I'd be like, oh, what happens to this couple? You know, I'll go to the last page of the book. So I don't mind it. But other people do, and I'm mindful of that. But for example, I knew somebody who was an extra on Game of Thrones, and I kind of lorded it over them. And here I was like, I know what's happening tonight. You know, and you can't be like that. But yeah, no, sometimes it helps you if you know what's happening. It'll bring you along through the episode. It's different for different people.
Are you okay with that, Garode?
Well, I think the cliffhanger is a relatively new thing. Like, we have to remember that. I mean, back in the day, like, I remember the cliffhangers that I used to enjoy were the ones in Murder, She Wrote, where you only had to go over the last ad break. It was like, oh, who did it? But don't worry, it'll be solved in a second. Yeah. Like, it's a relatively new thing whereby people, it's done to hold our attention now because we're just so distracted with, you know, the second screen or whatever is going on. And there's been so many series that have these big cliffhangers in them that were so good that I've gone back and watched. Like, for example, 24. Yeah. I remember that was the first series for me where, you know, a lead character, you know, somebody really important in it can suddenly be dead in an episode. Yeah. And that was a whole new thing. And I've watched that so many times that you enjoy it.
Yeah, like, do you think that, like, so many of these shows have lost the run of themselves in a way? So it's very hard to actually keep up what series are people on. So to use an example of, we were watching a couple of months ago, Big Little Lies. So obviously there was a big kind of moment at the end of that. But because you knew it was the first series of it, be responsible about the shows that you're watching. So it was quite easy to avoid any spoilers in that sense because, you know, you knew that there was only the 6 episodes, there was only one season. Whereas I think sometimes something like 24, one of those things, you know, there's just so many series of them. It's very hard to keep up. What series are you actually on? You could be talking about the last episode of season 2, but someone else is further behind you. So there's so many.
Yeah, and the way I think shows are written now, you know, I was writing something recently and somebody said to me, well, you've got to keep them, you know, there has to be something happening to keep them there. And you, like, as someone that's writing, you're going, well, I'm sure it's just good enough that my artistic integrity, you know, remain intact and I'll write it the way I want. But yet the way shows are written now is they assume that after a couple of minutes people are just going to tune out, so you're fighting to keep them tuned in. So that's why all these things come into play. So there's so many cliffhangers and stuff,
and there are rules, like people say a 10 day wait. So that's, what do you think of that?
Well, I think that's fair enough. 10 day wait, and then you have no right to be upset if you hear people at the water cooler chatting about it. That's your tough luck. So 10 days, fine. But then the Netflix, the Netflix binge, I think a little bit more. You need to, if there's like 14 episodes in a series and you've watched them all in one night, you can't expect that everybody else would.
Separate legislation for that.
Okay, thank you.
And also tweet responsibly. So should people use hashtag spoiler then if they're going to tweet something about a show so people can be aware of it?
Yeah, I mean, they should, but I think they just shouldn't do it in the first place.
I think so. Like, you know, hashtag, I mean, spoiler just
is, the hashtag will be at the end of what you're reading anyway. So I mean, what use is that?
You've read it.
Okay, what about reality TV? I think there should be certain rules in this case because reality TV is something that's happening, you know, as it goes along. You can't bank something like that. You're definitely not going to be able to avoid a spoiler.
Reality TV is very disposable, isn't it? I mean, it's done. You get a couple of days out of it.
And as you said with the Great British Bake Off, you're enjoying it throughout. You forget it's a competition. You're enjoying the technical side of the baking. So you're enjoying the actual episode. The result at the end is only part of it.
Yeah, and the thing about it is so many of those reality shows are pre-recorded now, which that is...
I don't know how
they... terrifying. I remember once doing the... I was doing an episode of The Apprentice, You Were Fired, and I was asked to do it and thought, oh, grand. And suddenly at 8 o'clock in the morning... a legal person showed up at my door with a DVD and a non-disclosure agreement. Oh my God. Like, I'm a total blabbermouth. It's just like, everyone stay away from me because I can't say anything.
And you know, actually, Strictly Come Dancing in the UK is they do the 2 shows on one night, I believe. And there is a super fan who will have attendees get in touch with him and let him know spoilers and let him know what happened. I don't think that production companies can expect that they'll be able to keep 300 or 400 people in an audience shtum. Like, whatever they sign on the way in, they'll blab a little bit. So yeah, I think that you have to expect a little bit of leeway if it's a reality TV show like that.
So that's filmed on one night, but one of them airs
so then? There's a Saturday and a Sunday, I believe. Yeah, now I'm not a Strictly fan, but yeah, I think that's the way it works. I have too much to get through on Netflix, honestly.
You mentioned The Apprentice there, Garode, as well. That's another one that often falls foul of the spoiler.
Yeah, it does. I suppose it's a reality series, and it's pre-recorded. Recently, there was an episode where Alan Sugar, he followed somebody, on Twitter, and then people kind of thought, oh, okay, he's only followed one. Maybe is that the one they've gone into business with? I mean, if you're looking, like, if you're looking at that sort of stuff, you can't complain when it's spoiled.
My concern would be the amount of time on your hands if you're watching how many people Alan Sugar is following on a daily basis.
One of the other things that we often hear about when we're talking about Netflix and binging, spoiling it on your partner. So if you're watching something together and you're involved in this box set, and then like he's out one night and you're like, might watch one or two, and then do you admit to it?
This will be cited in divorce proceedings in years to come.
I run afoul of this quite a lot, actually, because I'm at home during the day because I'm work evenings, and my partner goes off to work, and I do he just come home and see the ticks on Netflix and just walk out of the room. I can't even look at you.
I know and it is nice to watch it together, but it's that lure of it sitting there in front of you, and maybe you could just act surprised when things happen.
It depends on whose account the Netflix is. Whoever pays the bill, as long as it's on my
we're
PayPal,
down to that.
Well, then that's the way things are going to be.
I think it depends on you, but if you're going to upset somebody, maybe we'll just take Gerald's point of view there. Fire
no
ahead,
problem.
You're paying the bills.
Any other questions I can help with that?
For more on our advice slot later on, join Louise and Gerald. Gerald, you have a gig. When is it?
It is Friday in Whelans. I'm on tour around the country at the moment, and coming into Dublin show this week, Whelans. So
it's Friday
night. At the third at 8 p.m.
Your partner's going to catch up on everything on Netflix.
He's going to watch everything. Louise, you've got a gig in 15 minutes?
I'll stay here. I'll just hang about here now.
Louise Duffy and Gerald Farley, thank you for talking to me on The Last Word this evening.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.